Hi, this is Herbie Hancock. That's Watermelon Man, a song that I wrote about 10 years ago, played on the Rhodes piano. The first time I ever saw a Rhodes piano, I was going to record an album with Miles Davis. I walked into the studio and I looked for the acoustic piano and I didn't see one in this big studio at Columbia Records. So I looked and there was this piano. It said, Fender Rhodes piano. I said, you want me to play this? He said, yeah. So I touched it and the sound that came out was much bigger than I really expected to hear. It was much, much fuller. And it had a blending quality that the acoustic piano doesn't have. The Rhodes piano blends so well with other instruments. And I could hear myself much, much better. Plus the vibrato effect, I liked that right away. The vibrato effect is very difficult to explain, but essentially what happens is when you play a chord or a note, the signal is split into two separate amplifiers that are connected to two separate speakers. So you get kind of a sweeping effect between the two speakers. It's really a special effect that's unique to this Rhodes piano. It sounds something like this. We're going to start with Maiden Voyage first without vibrato, and then I'm going to add the vibrato. But I'll let you know when. Now here's the stereo vibrato, so characteristic of this piano. A lot of people ask me, why is it that they can't get a vibrato on their piano? Well, I have some good news for you. If you have a stage piano, I happen to have a suitcase piano, so there is a vibrato device built into it. But if you have a stage piano, all you have to do is to buy the satellite speaker package, and in that package there's a preamp, a new preamp, that has the vibrato effect built into it. All you have to do is go to the dealer and tell them to set it into your piano, and now you'll have exactly the same thing that I have. On the present model Rhodes pianos, you'll find jacks for plugging in accessory equipment. And in my piano, I have a fuzz wah pedal and an echoplex plugged directly into it. Sometimes I even use a device called a random resonator. And this piano is quite suited for various effects. It really enhances the sound of the piano for ornamentation in order to make different colors out of the sound, you know, to embellish the straight sound. First, I'll show you what the wah-wah effect is. I better show you the straight sound first so you know. And then here's with the wah-wah. That That's a pedal that anyone can buy. And it plugs right into the piano. These are effects that guitar players have been using since the advent of electric rock. And there has been no way to really apply these to the acoustic piano. This piano is since it has a sound that's has as much body as the acoustic piano, unlike any other electric piano that I've played. When you add these effects, then you get that much more scope, as much scope as the rock guitar players. The fuzz is a way of overdriving the amplifier and making a somewhat distorted sound. Now here's the straight sound again. And here it is with the fuzz. And then if you use that with the wah, it comes out like this. The Echoplex is a device. It's actually a tape recorder with two playback heads. One a fixed one and the other is a movable one. You can put a signal into the Echoplex and have that signal repeated over and over again. For example, if you play one note, then it'll repeat that note as though it is an echo. You can employ all sorts of combination effects by plugging a cable into the piano and having that cable go through, for example, the fuzz wah pedal. Out of the fuzz wah pedal, another cable will go into the Echoplex, and out of the Echoplex, you can plug that cable into another device if you want, and out of that device back into the Rhodes piano. Okay, now here's a straight sound. And here's the sound with the Echoplex. Now here's the same thing, but where the echoes, where the repeats are much faster. Or much slower. See, so this can be very effective in doing things like. Now, there's something else that I've discovered in fooling around with the Echoplex. If I move the movable playback head while I'm playing a note, I can actually change the pitch of the note. And here's a straight note. Now listen to this. So now one thing that you can't do with a piano, you can't bend notes on a piano. Well, now I can bend notes. I can play things like. Which can be very effective. Here's an effect that I've used where I have the wah-wah and the fuzz with the Echoplex. And here's a little variation on that. Earlier this year, I wrote the soundtrack to a film called The Spook Who Sat by the Door. And we re-recorded it for our latest album. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And here's a short segment of the theme song from The Spook Who Sat by the Door.
We'll be right back.